Here's a thought about the best time of day to photograph. A fairly typical scenario when I'm out photographing, for example, with a group of people, is that we head out early in the morning, an hour or two before sunrise, to catch that early morning light. Later in mid-morning, we head back for breakfast and some non-photographic time, social time, while we wait for the evening light. And that pattern is perfectly universal. I don't ever recall being out with a group of photographers where that wasn't the pattern. And I've always been kind of silently amused by this, because that's kind of the opposite of what I tend to do. It's backwards. I usually don't go out early in the morning. I can. I just prefer sleeping in and having a cup of coffee and taking it a little slow in the morning. And then I head out about mid-morning and photograph all through the main part of the day, where we have the brightest light, the most overhead light, and by typical photographic standards, what is the least attractive photographic light. But, you know, it isn't. And that's because there is no such thing as good light or bad light. I've talked about this before. There are times when a certain kind of light cannot be used to make a photograph that you might want to make, but that doesn't mean the light can't make any photographs. And it depends on what your subjects are and how you want to portray them and the kind of light that is useful for you. I can easily enough go out with everybody early in the morning if I can discipline myself to get going that early, and I can find that light beautiful, but I'll end up photographing different things with the earliest morning light than I will with the light at midday, or, as far as that goes, the light late in the afternoon with the golden hour. I don't know where this myth got started about the early morning and the late afternoon being the best times to photograph. They are the best times to photograph some subjects, but that's not true about all subjects. And so the question becomes, not when do you want to photograph, but what do you want to photograph and how do you want to photograph it? And you might find that the light in the middle of the day is the perfect answer for what you want to do. And for me, it appears to be. Most of the time, if I get up and go out early in the morning, I'll end up with an interesting couple of images maybe in a couple of hours of work. But if I go out in midday, I'm likely to make a lot more images because that's the way I see. It's the way I respond to the world. So I know that makes me an odd duck in photographic circles, but the essence of being a creative artist is not to follow the herd, but to follow your own inner voice, to photograph the things that come from your heart and the way you respond to the world. And if you respond to the world most strongly early in the morning, then that's when you ought to be out photographing, or late at night, or at midnight in the photographing astrophotography, or in the middle of the day, when we are told the light is at its least attractive. Whenever I talk about this with people, I always give them the example of the wall. Imagine a big building that's got a wall or a barn or something like that. Well, it's going to be beautiful in the morning light because the angle of the light is scraping across the surface of the barn and making all those details jump out. Same thing with the evening light. But you know, with the right kind of light at the right kind of angle to the surface of the barn or the building, the middle of the day has that exact same phenomenon of the light scraping across at an acute angle and makes a beautiful photograph. So don't get seduced by this best time of day to photograph thinking, but do acknowledge that there are certain times of day that are better for some subjects but might not work at all with other subjects, and vice versa. The best time of day to photograph is the time that you make the best photograph. And that can happen any time of day.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.